Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Surrender at 5 podcast, Season 2. This is a very special Season 2 episode, because not only do we have Mike in a brand new house. How are you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic tonight. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. We have the debut of our very new co-host, Pokemon Attica.
Hi. Great to be here. Thank you, guys. Doing very, very well. Very excited.
Awesome. Also, we have the Schmo here.
What's up, guys?
Right beside me, we have Zambi P5, a very good friend I've known for quite a while, and a fellow Unite content creator.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that's legit.
That's pretty much about the...
Anything else I need to describe you as? Like, any other words that come to mind?
Ass.
Oh, there we go. That's how we're starting this show.
That's how we're starting it.
Love it. Love it.
Awesome. Welcome our special guest, Zambi. He's known as Ass. All right.
That's
my AKA right there.
That's my suffix, random ass.
Random ass.
Being on this side, playing the stream deck and all the sound effects.
Name. First name Zambi, last name P5. That's mm-hmm. my legal name.
Mm-hmm. Zambi P5, love that.
I like it. Yeah. Just docked right off the bat.
It was a present from my mom.
Aw, your mom gave it to you? That's sweet.
Yeah, bruh.
Hey, with this being season two, got a whole new layout for our show notes. So I kind of wanted to try something different. So I wanted to ask each person on the panel how their last week was going as we start the show, just to kind of get a vibe, see how everybody is doing and kind of catch up. You know what I'm saying? So let's start with Attica. Since Attica is brand new here, I want to give her the floor first. Attica, how was your last week in general? Not just Unite, just woof. In life.
Just woof. It was
okay.
It was a heck of a week, friends, but it's better now that it's the weekend, and this upcoming week will be great. So we can just say that last week is over, and that's great.
Hallelujah.
Love
Hallelujah.
That. Last week is over. Yo, so what about Zambi, P5, and Randomos live in person together? Never thought I'd see this where we did a podcast where our guest is with one of our other hosts. This is crazy.
So excited about it.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's the week
it
going?
It happened.
Valid.
Solid.
Same.
You know, just college assignments and stuff. Grinding out Unite, suffering in Unite, terrible matchmaking and all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I actually got to a new game recently. I got on my PS5.
Nice.
It was a Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition. Ooh. If anyone knows that game.
Yeah,
I love the Devil May Cry series.
It's so fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's it. I just college work, Unite, and got Devil May Cry 5.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. All right, comes to me now.
Yeah,
I had a cool week. I had a couple of midterms. I got to 1600 with the new Bark Noctowls, which was really fun.
Nice money.
I got it with Rocky Helmet Clefable. And let me tell you, it's too funny. I don't know if I can show you guys like a couple of clips of me just not even attacking any of the Reggies, and I just get it off of Rocky Helmet damage.
I wonder if it's on your Twitter.
That's actually amazing. Hold on. I thought you were trolling.
I'm not trolling.
I wonder if it's on your Twitter.
I should. I have it saved on my computer on my Switch.
Yeah.
But I don't exactly... haven't really gotten around to posting it on Twitter, but there are some cool
Well, of
things.
Course you will. You know, for the people listening to the show over time, downloading, watching on YouTube, oh, my God, Randomos talking about this clip that's on his Twitter. And they, you know, they hop onto the Twitter and they see it uploaded. I think you should do that.
Yeah, exactly. Or
content,
else.
You know?
Yeah, you guys should really follow my Twitter. It'd be really cool.
Or else.
Or else. Yo, I didn't have a weapon.
I didn't know you guys came strapped. What in the hell?
Yeah, we got Diamond Sword, Nerf or nothing.
I don't do nothing like that.
Or else.
I just play games, okay? I just play games.
Yeah, no, wait a minute.
Nothing crazy like that.
I swear. I'll be a good boy with the gun.
All right. Mike, how was your week?
Yeah, for me real quick, moving into the new house, still getting set up, a lot of unpacking, stuff like that, dishwasher breaking. Dishwasher fixing.
Oh no!
Unclogging sinks.
Did it flood the place? Oh god!
No, they didn't flood it, but
okay.
Actually,
okay.
A little bit because of sink, but you know,
classic.
Just learning all the stuff that comes with moving into a house. But it's a good thing because you're, you know, you're not living in an apartment anymore. Talking people who like have to deal with rental companies and all that BS, it's so good to like get away from that step. So
it's literally the worst. I don't miss living in an apartment.
No.
Zero out of 10. Those
apartments zero. Where,
like, the people above you just start stomping all around.
Oh my God. I've had that.
I'm still living in that, bro. Oh.
Somehow my downstairs neighbors were so loud that I could hear it through the floor. So I was like,
oh my God.
What are the people below them dealing with? I was like, I don't even want to think about it.
That's crazy. Yeah. So it's just nice to be out of that scenario. Feels good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. So let's hop into our guest interview. So we got Zambi P5 here with us. Love the Stream Deck. I got to get some more sounds for the Stream Deck. I always play the same ones, but it's pretty fun. So, Zambi P5, thank you for joining us tonight. I want to open this up and ask you, how did you get into Pokemon in general? What was your first Pokemon game?
It was X and Y. I got introduced to Pokemon via Generation 6. It was I got the game as a birthday present from my friend.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, nice. A birthday present.
That's a good
okay.
friend. Yeah. My God. Keep that one.
Seriously. Oh, yeah. You know how rare that is nowadays? Just to get a gift from a friend, and then the gift is a whole full price video game. Yo.
It's a whole lifestyle, let's be real.
Listen, like, I think me and Attica, we're in the same mindsets because of the age, but like, that's crazy. You just, a friend just gifting you a game out of nowhere? That's W right? friend.
Right? Imagine.
I did the same for him. I got him Pokemon Black and White because he didn't have a 3DS.
And you gift it back? Oh, huh? Wow. That's amazing.
That's... Of course. That's awesome.
This is wholesome as hell.
Specifically. Because he thought that Yveltal would fit my style, fit my vibe more. And I'm glad it did. Yeah, I love Yveltal.
I love that Pokemon.
I have a soft spot for that Pokemon since it was one of my first Pokemon game.
Nice. Yes. I'm just like choked up. The curve we're taking here. We start with ass.
And then now
like we're gifting games.
Who'd you choose for starters?
It's okay. So since this is my first Pokemon game, I didn't know a thing about this video game series. The only exposure I had to Pokemon beforehand was the anime. So you could like, my mindset going into this game was kind of like, okay, let's hopefully I can do the stuff they did in the anime in this video game.
Oh, I have a guess. You saw Ash Greninja?
No. This was before Ash Greninja was a thing.
Oh, that
like
oh,
back
that
when X like, and Y first released.
The beginning of X and Y. Oh.
Yeah, back when X and Y first released.
OG so X and Y. What a reference.
Oh.
And I,
But then you went out to Route 1 or Route 2, and then you caught a...
Talonflame.
There it
Talonflame.
Is.
Talonflame.
There it is.
There it is.
Yep, there it is.
Right. Show him the hat. Show him the hat.
Yep, my shout out to my
is
friend.
Is it a Talonflame?
Giving me this. Yep, that's a Talonflame.
That is so cool. That is amazing.
This man's rocking Talonflame hats. Oh my God, he's letting him know. Love that.
And I don't know if I should feel bad for saying this, but Talonflame became my ace for pretty much the entire game.
Solid.
No, that's solid,
I think that's
dude.
That's awesome.
No, that's
Gen
awesome.
Gen 6 Gale Wings Yo, went so hard.
We had, it was hey, busted, we had Crunches bro. On an episode. And she said that Butterfree was always her main. So, like, in every game that she could, she played Butterfree. And she said she's whipping ass with Butterfree. So, hey, man, do your thing, okay? It sounds like flying types are the type to have. Sounds cool.
Definitely. Exactly. We need to catch up a little bit here.
For real.
Okay, so
trying to be fly like you.
Very experienced.
We're still going.
We're still going. So, you know how in X and Y you get to choose one of the candle starters, right?
Oh, who'd you end up choosing? Mm-hmm.
I saw Charmander, I was like, hey, that's Charizard!
Yes. Funny fire
so
Pokemon.
I had two fireflying Pokemon on my team.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
Starting
no
to see a pattern
there.
Here.
None at all.
So, how'd you deal with the second gym?
How'd I deal with the second gym? It was Rock, right?
It was Rock.
Yeah, no, I kind of just had to use Chestnut for that.
Oh, yeah, you had the grass
I had
type.
A grass type. Yeah,
oh,
so
the grass type, okay,
much,
yeah.
An
yeah.
issue for me.
You forget about Chespin so easily.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's
I was
so
like, I did start out with Talonflame. I was like, I'm getting clapped. I'm getting clapped. And then I looked at my party. I was like, oh yeah, I have my starter. I have my starter.
Speaking of Talonflame, was that also your first Unite Pokemon?
Yes.
Nice.
I think awesome. So. Anyways, as far as I can remember, probably. What was that moment
like when you saw Talonflame in Unite?
What do you mean? Like you just saw
did,
the
Pokemon. Did you have, I'm sorry, I'm assuming. Did you have like a connection? Did you feel like excited?
Yeah, no. I just saw Talonflame and I think I just went, hey, yo, that's Talonflame. But it might have also been Cinderace too.
It was very smooth. It's like, hey, yo, I know that guy.
it might have also been Cinderace too, because like that was my starter in Sword and Shield.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of people like Cinderace, yeah.
It's very solid.
So with Unite and with everything you've been playing in Unite, is there a Pokemon that you were surprised that you liked or a Pokemon that you started to hate because of Unite?
Okay. The first one, I know exactly. It's Blastoise.
Yes. Awesome.
Okay.
I was surprised that I liked Blastoise as it did because Rapid Spin is such a funny move.
It's funny.
It's so brain dead. I love using it.
It's kind of going.
It's a great reason. I love it.
Yep.
Oh, I'm easy to please. Like, you could just show me a Pokemon that's so brain dead that does dummy damage, and I'll be like, hey, that's kind of cool. I'm a brain dead person in general.
So oh, big same. We just
I've
queued
with
Zamy
before, and like,
maybe.
I think so, based off that energy. I've had Zamy accused before, and like, he's the best person out in the lobby because he just brings the hype and the excitement. And he just makes sure everybody's like there. He's like, such a good, like a lightning rod, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know Randomize, like playing with Zamy, it's awesome.
I just kind of scream and...
You scream, watch this, and you get a triple kill out of nowhere.
That.
I used to be able to do that until this. Gutted Brave Bird, and which makes me so sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Attica, he'll like explain the craziest idea, and you're just like, no way. And he's like, watch this, and he delivers. You see the bing, 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 like three red circles.
Even better.
And you see Zamy going to score.
I love this so much.
And I'm just like, wow, this guy's crazy. He's awesome. Yep. So speaking of Zamy P5, for the record, we got to get this on the show. For the record, how did you create your username?
Okay. Kind of a funny story about this one. I forgot what my OG username was because I first created my Discord back in freshman year.
Ooh, that's a while.
That's a while ago, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I was never online, like, at all. I would never go on Discord to reply to any messages or anything.
What the heck?
Because I didn't know how it worked. I didn't know how Discord worked. You just asked the hell.
Because everybody else had it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay. It has a bit of a learning curve, let's be real.
That's true. Oh, man.
So my friend gave me the name Zamby because it sounds like zombie. And I would just, like, you know how I said I would never pop in, right? Like, I would pop in every, like, month or so to say some random ass thing. And so they would just call me Zamby for just rising up from the dead.
Oh, my God.
That's why you're Talonflame, because it's a phoenix that rose from the ashes.
That's unintentional, but
there we go.
You know what? Yeah, that sounds cool.
I didn't expect
that. Really cool.
They called you Zamby, like zombie. Because you barely responded on Discord.
Where'd you get
that's such a good story. Card? Thank you.
Honestly, I think that was because you know how when you put a username that another person's taken, they don't let you.
Oh, Zamby.
I think that might have been the reason I added the five.
Just because. Nice.
Fun fact: in so case good. Anyone hasn't caught on yet, P5 does stand for Persona 5, one of my favorite games.
Nice.
Okay, Persona 5. Cool. I had not caught on.
So. I didn't catch on, but I like that.
So I know I'm our resident Scarlet and Violet obsessed person.
Oh, yes, let's transition. Yeah.
Have you played? And if so, what were your thoughts on it?
Funny glitches.
There were some good glitches.
Oh, yes! My God. The glitches. Yes.
Like, you know that one glitch where I think I seen it on Twitter where the ride Pokemon, the ride legendary, was invisible, and so they compared it to the invisible boatmobile from SpongeBob.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh,
I haven't
seen
that one. So good.
It I did
so
see that one.
Good.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Riding along.
And then that other terrifying glitch where the player just just enlarges and becomes like kind of scary.
Oh, the super tall people. Oh yeah,
yes.
Yeah, where they become titans and you're
oh,
like
oh, and the people Gigantamax.
Good?
Yeah, it's crazy.
When Pokemon Scarlet and Violet turn to Attack on Titan.
Yeah,
yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Like going a bit off topic here for a second.
Go ahead.
Attack on Titan final season part one.
Has anybody seen it?
I haven't seen it.
No, I'm just making fun of how many parts there are. There's parts inside parts.
Wait, actually.
Oh, that's the finale has parts?
He's the enemy. He's the enemy watcher of my fam.
The naming is really confusing in that show. It's ridiculous. I'm like, okay.
But other than the glitches,
I actually liked it.
I actually have something to add. When I was doing my first playthrough on Scarlet, I was having like a little bit of a tough time with Mela, just because I was a tad underleveled and didn't really get all of... I did Mela before Giacomo. So I was a little bit underleveled, first star boss.
Oh.
I beat it after... I was on my last Pokemon and I beat it. But then my software game crashed.
Yikes. Oh, god damn. No.
No!
That's horrible.
Then what was funny was that I kind of... that I went back to it and I just had such an easier time because I knew how to go against it.
I mean, that could be a silver lining.
Yeah, that's true. I hate that software game crash screen. It's horrible.
I'm just glad that I saved right before I went in.
That's helpful.
Oh, definitely. Speaking of saving, I did Iron Leaves raid with Gaara twice this past weekend. But the first time, I didn't save.
Did you not have autosave on?
No, so like I turned the switch off. I went to go like empty the truck out, make some food, sit on the couch.
Like
a fat cat. I was like this, I'm watching you on Netflix. I'm like, ooh, Joe's dangerous. Oh, Joe's not dangerous this season. And I'm like, I got Iron Leaves. And then I come upstairs and I'm like, where is this thing? And I was like, oh, I didn't save.
Who did you use for the Iron Leaves thing?
So I brought like a level 5 character because Gaara watched this video by a YouTuber named Austin John Plays. And
excellent YouTuber.
Excellent YouTuber. Fantastic content creator. And he has a video on how you can solo raids with your friends. So I can share the videos and links. It's pretty awesome. So nice. I get carried. I just kind of talked to chat, honestly. I was ranting about something. And then I looked in the background and you see Iron Lee's just kind of woozy. And I was like, oh, look, we did it. I said, we, like I did something.
You were great. It was emotional support, right?
Yeah, like 3 turns, I just cheered and we got it. It was awesome.
Beautiful.
Because I wanted to be awake for Attica streams and I was fall asleep. Like when she's up, I'm out.
Because
I'm
stream late. I'm a degen.
But then when I'm up, sometimes I'm like, oh man, no Attica stream tonight.
Sleep? Who needs that?
Right.
Sleep is for the week.
Sleep is for the daytime, is what it is.
It sneaks up on you.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Especially for us boomers over here.
Oh, man. Those nights, it captures you. You wake up the next day like, damn, it got me.
Right? It's like
you just feel dead inside.
Yeah. What I did Iron Leaves, I had the delusion that, Iron Jugulus can quark drive up the special attack. For some reason, I did Choice Specs Dark Pulse, which I thought was a good idea, until I failed the raid like a solid 7 or 8 times.
Oh, good lord.
That's but on beautiful. The 9th time, I chose Goldengo and Shadow Balled. Somebody Bingo. Had no sound, and it was solid. Got it.
Yo, how do you properly pronounce that Pokemon's name?
Goldengo.
Goldengo, right?
Goldengo.
It's Goldengo.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
I thought it was Goldengo until I went to regionals, and I was obviously not playing in regionals. Let's be real. And everybody said Goldengo, and I'm like, all right.
Okay. I say Goldengo on the stream. I just want to make sure I'm right because I never asked anyone. I just said it and I was like, I hope this is how you say it.
I think none of us actually know.
I don't know.
None of us are for sure on that one.
All I know is that character just looks like really goofy, but like he's so clutch. I've been playing a lot of rental teams. Sorry if I'm talking too much during the segment. I just excited for it. But VGC is awesome because I don't spend time making teams. I just follow and subscribe to a lot of fantastic YouTubers. Support your favorite YouTubers out there. And I use their rental teams, you know, go to work, come back, use a rental team, have fun. And most of the time I win. And if I lose, it's a close match. And I just really enjoy it. Attica, you've been playing VGC. How are you enjoying it? Because you make your teams, right?
Yes, I make my teams with the help of Bandita. She is my coach. But that actually leads me to another question. Zambi. What was your favorite part of Scarlet and Violet besides the bugs? Did you like the story more? Did you like VGC? Did you like shiny hunting? Did you like raiding?
About to say the bugs until you said besides the bugs.
I got you.
I'm so sad. I wanted to say the funny bugs.
You could Did you have any?
That was very good.
Say that was the only thing you liked, and then
were there any bug Pokemon introduced in Gen 9 that you liked?
Yes, there. Look at that! Dang.
But yeah, no. Besides the bugs, there are things I enjoy about the video game. The story was surprisingly good. I liked it.
It was awesome. Which one was your favorite?
Absolutely, absolutely.
The three? Oh, it was definitely. I definitely remember enjoying the what was his name again? God, it's his name.
Arvin
story more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, I'm so sad that after the game they just become NPCs in their rooms, bro.
Oh.
Right.
It's pretty sad. I
love so much. I'm like, okay.
I mean, you can still fight them in the tourney, the post game tourney, but it ain't the same. You feel?
Mm-mm.
It's not the same.
It's not.
They need to just like randomly show up.
Especially when they don't have their battle themes playing.
Exactly. I'm like, at least keep that consistent. Make it difficult for me. Come on.
Yeah.
That's such a good point.
How did you feel about the Elite Four this gen? Because I know that's a point of contention for everybody.
Okay. I don't know my true thoughts on it. But one thing that comes to mind is that you can't rematch the Elite Four.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
That was weird for me too. I feel you.
So
also,
weird.
Larry is the.
I didn't get
Larry
that.
Is goated.
Larry is goated.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Larry is goated.
Everything.
You know what?
Like, he just has the phase that, oh my God, I'm just doing this for a paycheck.
Yep.
Seriously.
Mike, you have something?
I first played against Larry the first time, I was like, there's no way this guy is like anybody important. But then he kind of grew on me. And then when he popped up in the Elite Four, like, it was the first time. In the longest time playing a video game where I had like an outward reaction out loud. I was just like,
I was like,
yo, ain't no way Larry's played. I was like, Larry's in the Elite Four. I wasn't even on a stream. I was like chilling in the house.
Living like Larry.
Outburst in my house. And I was like, what? Larry's in the Elite Four? It's crazy. And I'm expecting his normal types, but he had a different type and it was crazy. And I was just like, yo, Larry's a goat.
Because you expect normal types.
Yeah.
And for the cheater to like go on like whatever and sees Larry's name, it's like, cool, I can just bring a fighting type. They're flying types.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Larry switched it up.
Got him.
Yeah, for real.
I just connected with Larry the moment I saw him in the gym battle. He just looked so dead inside, and I'm just like, fuck, man.
Zombie.
I relate to that so much.
I feel like he's our spirit character. Like, we can all relate on at least some level to Larry.
That's hilarious. He just looks dead inside.
My whole last week, I'm like, Larry would be able to do it, so I should do it too.
WWLD, what would Larry do?
What would Larry do?
What would Larry do?
Put that on a wristband.
That needs to
be. He really should have a club.
For sure.
That's the question.
For sure, I'd wear it.
I'm so glad you guys appreciate Larry, because a lot of folks don't. Like, no, he's so cool. Like, if you don't appreciate him, you don't get him. You don't deserve it.
Exactly.
You don't deserve
it. Send all the Larry haters my way. I'll take care of them.
Oh, I got you. I got a list.
Exactly. Perfect. Okay. VGC style. I may lose, but I'll do my best.
Anything else about the Leaf? Why does one of them look like they're 6 years old?
Oh, yeah.
How? How?
A literal child. In the
How does she? How does she outmatch literal 40-year-olds?
Right.
Didn't she mention like she's one of Hassel's like grandchild, or was that just like a thing? I might be wrong on that.
I have no idea.
I think that was a character thing with the Elite Four. I could be wrong.
Yo, there's so many myths and rumors in Pokemon. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I learned all these years. I don't know what to believe. Ever since the Mew in the truck, I can't believe nothing.
Oh my God. I fell for that so bad.
Remember that?
Oh
my God. Oh my God.
Especially since my friend had Mew, but also they had Game Shark. So when they told me to go under the truck and find it, I'm like, I will try every freaking pixel to get under this truck. It's not a thing.
The kid who told me I had a Game Genie. I was like, you lied.
That in 1995,
people
were describing a mythical creature called Mew from Generation 1 under a truck.
His face when he said 95.
Like breaking out the history book. So in 1995, you see this? That black and white picture right there? Yeah, that was Mike and Attica in school. These are our boomers that we're hanging out with right now, but you were supposed to try to go under the truck.
And it was all a ruse.
It was all a ruse.
You all just got bamboozled.
Yep.
Big time. We got jebaited.
I got jebaited when I was playing X and Y too. I searched up tutorials on how to get like fucking Mew, and then I fell for it because I got trolled.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, so wait, so wait, hold on, whoa. What's up? You mean to tell me that the same meme from our childhood just like evolved into a different iteration and got you too?
Like, I don't know if this one was more infamous. It was just a random video I found on YouTube and I fell for it.
Oh, no.
So it's probably just some troll video.
Oh, damn.
And looking back, I'm so sad I fell for that. It was so obviously fake.
It's probably still going to this day. Goddamn.
Probably is. There's always a special way to get me.
There's a mutant Scarlet and these kids are in sixth grade torturing kids out there. That's crazy.
Right. It's just violent. But looping it back to
wait, there was also a point in that video that also made me feel bad.
Oh, what happened?
At the end of the video, he made it clear that, oh, I was trolling. And I was and I was still asking to myself, why isn't this working?
Oh, wow. He actually said it in the video. All right.
Like this, Zambi.
Go ahead, Attica.
I'm so sad. My middle school self is so dumb.
I mean, you were in middle school, though. You can't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Especially as a fellow one brain cell person.
I don't think I even know what trolling
is. I feel you.
I'm gonna be real. I don't think I even know what trolling meant.
That's like a new age thing. Like, honey, what happened today at school? I got trolled. Do you know what that means? No, but my friends did it to me, and friends are friendly.
God.
Yeah.
The naivete.
That was
True. We don't get to be naive anymore, especially apparently looking for Mew.
Not in this.
You can't get me with that Mew video no more, dog.
Right. I mean, I'm not falling for that again. We can go back to it and try it again. I mean, we could take a dub from that, right?
Mm-hmm. But I did.
It works.
I agree.
Managed to get the Mew from. Do y'all know that glitch from Red and Blue where you can get Mew?
No.
It involved a bunch of stuff that I forgot. It required item manipulation and all that stuff.
I know Brock glitch where you just follow the guy for Brock into the Elite Four. I've seen that one.
I did not know that existed.
That's what like any percent speed glitch speedrunners use.
Oh, okay. I only knew about the missing no glitch. That was the extent of my red and blue adventure.
Oh, that's how the Mew glitch
that one used to miss real. No glitch.
Oh, that's how you get Mew? Like for real?
Well, at least in the 3DS port. At least in the 3DS.
Oh!
I thought it was a Kangaskhan.
Yeah, mine always turned into a Kangaskhan.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want this. I already have this.
Right. Like, I get that it's 160 somehow, but the moment you use it to battle something, it goes back to 99, so it's fine.
Y'all remember
True Legend. Oh, my God.
No
True Legend. Damn, Attica's dropping bombs in here. Oh, my God. Sorry, that was a flashback. Oh, my God, that's so true.
Remember just going up and down the coast? It was a disaster.
You catch this thing, it's at 150 and you battle with it, it's 99. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Attica, I think you're transitioning. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yes. So I was going to ask if you guys got all of your Mew emblems in Unite, because I did not. I'm obviously a slacker. But
not even one. Not even a bronze.
Same. None.
Like, zero. What is the rarity of that Mew? It's literally trying to...
Right, that's what I'm saying, but I love that they kept it consistent. It is difficult to get Mew, and almost sounds surreal how to get it, right? And it's always been like that. We've been trolled
forever.
I'm going
to search up a YouTube tutorial how to get the Mew emblem.
I think we have to invite friends, and I'm like, you really think I'm going to put my friends that don't play Unite through Unite? Like, really? What kind of
why would I do that
to start?
Them?
Like, no way in hell.
Why would I make them play this video game?
Exactly!
If they had it at the beginning... It definitely would have, I would have put some effort into it. But
yes,
like
exactly.
At this point in time, like, no, you haven't done enough. No way. And the outfits are still ugly. Like you still have the stuff from day one looking like a.
Let
a,
me use my stupid clothes card.
Bargain like bins.
Right?
Damn it, at least let me scan my closet and upload this shit something.
Yes.
I want to post my drip.
Oh my God. Sorry. I can go off all day. It's just like there's so much basic shit in that game, and then the bugs, and then oh my God, like I will keep playing it because I'm addicted, but
bro,
I can't.
I love my
find
laggy menus.
A random
Pokemon
person
Unite.
To be like, hey, come play Unite. Like, no way. Like, I'd rather say, come play Scarlet.
Play the Violet. Main reason I felt stuck to Unite is just because the people that are already stuck in Unite are probably one of the best people I've ever met on the internet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, W community.
People I've met, the boys, my main group I play with Zambi and whatnot, Mike, Attica, the company. Like,
literally,
all
most of the
people
I've met on the internet via streamers and all that stuff is due to Unite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, even though I've transitioned a little bit out of Unite, all of my favorite people are still from Unite. So I'm like, Well, I guess I'm stuck with y'all forever because I love you guys too much. So yeah. I guess that means that I'm stuck with Unite.
I'll stick with the 2 frames per second menus to play with you guys.
2 frames.
The menus are an actual disaster. It's ridiculous. How do they not fix it after all of this time? Right.
That's
right.
I don't know.
And like, at least Scarvio's trying, but Unite's like, oh yeah, it's fine. The menus just lag, and we're like,
I don't know if they can't see their screens through all the bricks of money, or if they can't get to it, climbing up all the coins, the mountains of coins, but like, they need to like pay somebody to fix it. Please just do
it. Yes. Just a little bit of tweaking there would be fine. Just please simplify it a little bit.
Oh my God. It really is hilarious. It's like, I'm not even like, I'm past, I don't know if there's like a scale and there's like different words at different points, but I'm past anger. And I'm just not laughter. Like, I can't stop laughing about it. It's just funny. Right.
Like, it's so bad.
Yes. And speaking of things that are so bad that they're almost funny, I don't know if we're at the funny stage yet.
Oh, this is the segue you're choosing?
I'm choosing this one because it is a spicy question. Zambies.
Okay, I'm terrified.
How have you been navigating the Zash and Comfy meta? And are you still in rage mode, or have you moved past it into laughter?
I don't remember being particularly pissed at it.
I'm good.
But usually when I play Unite, I have a full stack of friends with my homies.
That's
so we counter that sometimes with a Zacian Comfey of our own or T-Tar Comfey. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't. I've never been enraged at that.
Woof, I'm jealous. Like, okay.
Fighting fire with fire.
Maybe I was enraged once, but that was probably because I was solo queuing or trio queuing.
Okay,
I definitely remember going against Zacian while it was still bugged, and then I got one shot by Sacred Sword, and I went from the 5 stages of grief in half a second, and so I went to acceptance almost immediately.
Oh, man.
No, I was just like, this is what happens. Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I died of that a lot, but it's just like, I think my thought process is, oh, Zacian Comfey saw me. It's freaking over.
It's over.
It's all over.
Big time. Especially with agility. Who wanted to give, like, it's got movement. God. It's basically got full heal. It's got micro stuns. It's extremely overpowered.
Guys, I don't think Zacian's that good. Maybe we should give it an attack buff.
We gotta give it an
attack. I think we should buff it, actually.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Also increase its AoE while we're at it.
If we make Sacred, what if we made Sacred Sword bigger?
Like, why do we think Sacred Sword hit the entire map?
I think it should hit for 100% through your defense.
Yeah. It should just be an auto kill. Like, it just should not be.
It'd be playable. It's not playable at the moment.
Yeah, it should work on Rayquaza as well. Just auto kill.
Yes.
So you just have to keep the Zacian away from the Rayquaza. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. One time I tried Fluffy Tail and I realized Fluffy Tail is slowing me down.
Pretty much. I mean, he pretty much does. I was like, I was playing it. I didn't even know you could press X the first night it was out to like do things. And like,
I was still
it was still so disgustingly OP that I didn't know that I was doing anything wrong. I'm like, wow, this is disgusting. And everybody's like, yeah, now try pressing X. And I'm like, oh, this is done. I'm done.
I remember watching that stream because you played a full game. And then the next game, they're like, push X. And then when you did that, I was like, she's going to get that Legend of Zelda feeling. You're just charging the sword up. And then you started slicing people, and you were like, yeah, this is awesome. I was like, yep.
Yeah.
you could just see it coursing through her. She was like, yes, this is great.
Okay, true. True. I do like my OP poke.
Even with the Zacian stuff.
No, it was cool, because at first you had no idea. And then you're like, oh, you charge it.
Espeon's spicy against Zacian. Absolutely. How do you feel that your Blastoise is held up to it, though? Or have you transitioned to a different Pokemon with it, Zambi?
I'm still playing Blastoise. But maybe I should transition to tree eventually.
Rapid Spin, I've seen, is pretty good against Espeon. Just because Rapid Spin is like A, unstoppable, so Psyshock doesn't.
It's hinders resistance. They nerfed it.
Mm-hmm. And B, the Rapid Spin just ignores magic.
That's like, true.
I've been able to move past the Espeon ult so I could just get close to Espeon and just kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I can move. I can like ignore the stun via the Rapid Spin.
My characters can't do that.
But that's only if I'm in Rapid Spin. If Espeon ever catches me not in Rapid Spin, I'm just kind of funzo dunzo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of the Espeon meta too that I'm seeing at this point. I think there was Zacian Comfy. Is Espeon, it Gengar? Espeon Trevenant. And that's the 5, and they're just like unbeatable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is healthy for the meta. This is
disgusting.
Great, but, you know, Unite has gotten us used to that, I feel like.
Dog. That thing's immortal. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trevenant. Yeah. I think it's disgusting.
It really is. Definitely.
Hey, Jamie, I want to ask, can you name one of your favorite Pokemon Unite streamers? It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be random. It's okay. Unless, unless he has a good point.
Compared to other streamers,
Finn's like, yeah, it doesn't.
I watch random. Oh, there he goes.
He's holding me hostage. I watch my other friend Water Ninja's 20.
Yeah, Water's awesome.
Oh, the other one of my homies.
Who is that? Water Ninja 20?
Yep.
Water Ninja 20. Got it. Okay.
Definitely check them out. Near the beginning of Unite when we were just forming our The Boys.
The friend group.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
And they're just really chill and fun to be around.
So wholesome. I like that.
I love that.
The other person that we've played a lot with, and Zambi was talking about him during our stream, was 8-Bit Blanco.
Yeah, yeah.
8-Bit Blanco is such a vibe. Ooh, and I just remember
8-Bit Blanco, sure. Yes.
I love that.
And we just tore through, so laughed the whole time. It was awesome.
Yeah, Blanco,
good people.
The Scyther
went hard, too.
The Scyther was good.
Oh, yeah. I agree as well. 8-Bit Blanco, great person. Mm-hmm. So, I want to ask, we know you like Talonflame and Blastoise. Can you tell us a Pokemon that currently isn't in the game that you would want to see in Unite?
I haven't really given this one much thought because, you know, the Pokemon I needed are already in the game. Honestly,
you lucky.
Oh, snap. Okay, he said I'm all set.
I mean, Umbreon too. I used to want Umbreon in the game, but, you know, Umbreon's already going to be in the game.
Okay.
That's true.
I like dark types.
Dark types are awesome.
Yeah, I like dark.
Agreed.
Ooh, dark type Pokemon. Okay. I respect that.
So when the dark type evolution is going to hit in the game and it's a funny defender that can steal shields, I'm all set.
Oh no.
I can't wait to steal Blissey.
You're going to be the terrible person who mean looks somebody, spins around them, and then last hits them. That's going to be you.
I know.
He's like, at least he's accepted it. He's like, yeah.
This sounds terrible.
I said that ever since I started playing Sableye today.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
Earlier today, Zambi and I were playing. Since he came to my house, we have a pro controller. I held the left side, he held the right side. And I showed him Sableye. And we just had a time.
You know, I don't feel as bad anymore because you have a pro controller. I thought you were doing that with the Joy-Cons. I was just like,
I did too. That was what I was picturing. Was each Joy-Con.
I thought you just like slid them off. And like each one had a Joy-Con. And I was like, there's no way.
I can bring my Joy-Cons. Like, what if we just do that next time? Like, you hold the left Joy-Con, I hold the right Joy-Con, and we just like try.
Oh, God. Where did I start?
Either way, super entertaining. I would watch.
Is this an actual trend? Like, networking, bring people together, and just two players, one control. Can we make a whole ass tournament out of that?
You can make a YouTube series. You should fly to city to city. Like, hey, get someone a Joy-Con.
The conflicting ideologies. Is
10 players. 10 players per team.
Oh my god.
I can hear it already. Go in! No, get out, retreat!
Oh my god.
It's gonna get so violent. In the real though, could you imagine? I'm trying to imagine wanting to engage and the other person with the other side of my controller saying no.
Yep.
I think I would strangle them. Like, I would just be like, why didn't we go in? And they'd be like, ah! I'm too aggressive to share a controller, I think. Oh no.
All right, Attica has to have her own.
Like, you got like to play good while doing this, you gotta have that Ashka Ninja merging thing. You gotta be completely insane.
Do you like I don't even know what the dance is called, but the when Dragon Ball Z thing where you're like
Nintendo Switch tournament.
We gotta do the Dragon Ball dance.
Attica gets her own controller. They're on Unite, Mario Kart, every game.
Yeah, right? Do not let me share controllers. Like, she gets real violent. Just let her do her thing, and I'm sitting here still losing somehow. I don't know. It'll be great.
Like, she's really nice to mess with her. Back off. It's fair. It's fair warning.
Nice until you put me on Unite. And then it's over.
Yeah.
I feel like that's every player. They're nice until you put them into Unite.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Unite changes a person.
It changes
a person.
That and Smash Bros.
It'll change you.
True. So, Zambies, what do you do if you're feeling a little tilted? What is your favorite way to handle that? Do you keep playing and just embrace it? Do you have some other way that you handle it? What's your favorite?
It depends.
I get tilted for him.
It's like, if I'm tilted, but I still have the motivation to play, I play, and when I get a high enough amount of kills, I start laughing maniacally, and that gets it out of my system.
Just a good game.
That's fair.
That laugh needs to be a sound clip for like a redeem or something. Because if you don't do that, I'm gonna cry.
No, please.
No, it's so good. Like, that's your follow alert right there. Just the laugh.
Oh, nice.
Oh man, that'd be really good.
But if it's the tilted where I just get beat badly, like no points and all that, I just kind of.
Oof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But wait, okay. I have two tilted modes. Tilted when the tilted where I'm so close to winning, but we get robbed at the last second and I just want revenge. And the second one where I just get tilted because I got beat really badly and I just kind of stop playing Unite, play other games.
That's fair.
Yeah, no.
But then you come back because it's Pokemon Unite.
I come back because someone...
And it has a gun pointed at your back.
And I'm getting held hostage, yeah. No, that's why for Unite.
I feel like we need to end this gun bit, actually. I'm starting to get that vibe.
It's getting too violent at this point. Yeah. Too violent.
When Randomize gets nervous, what the hell?
Right? I never thought I'd see the day. Like, my God.
Wow. The Sableye guy gets scared. What the hell is going on?
Oh, we love that. Hold on. Let's keep going, actually.
Oh, my God.
Punishment for my crimes.
Right.
Yo, so, Zambi, you said you typically when you play Unite, you roll with the squad. Sorry if I had missed it earlier, but who's on this squad when you take on the ladder?
The usual.
I think you know some of them. It's CJ Cole.
Okay.
Terrell, yeah. Light Chi, Random, me, sometimes Water Ninja.
Hyper and Blues.
Chris, yeah. Chris.
Yeah.
I can count Chris.
And Milky joins in time to time.
Yeah.
Like that server, you're in, Mike, and we should put an Attica in there too. Like it's just a server where we just get 5 stacks.
Oh, like, yeah.
Cole I'm usually
too much
just
prefer to do that.
Cole, but keep in mind that Cole will daily. At everyone.
Half the messages are at everyone from Cole, and the other half of the messages is Cole shitting on me. That's the whole thing.
Oh my God.
And then half the server ends up becoming support mains.
Oh my God, half the servers are support mains.
We have Light Chi on Hoopa.
Light Chi on Hoopa. Milky can play other characters, but Milky has been playing a lot of... Comfy and Hoopa.
Now, is this based on you guys getting bullied?
What?
You guys getting bullied into support characters?
No. We're just saying that half the server is support mains.
We're not getting bullied. We're just support mains out of our own court, and it just so happens that
which kind of sucks because we need other roles, but half the servers is support
I thought you were
mains.
Saying CJ tags you guys every day.
Right? I was getting the same vibes. Of like, are they holding you guys at gunpoint to play support? Like, are you guys okay? Because that wouldn't work on me. I'd say shoot me. So
yeah, just take us out.
Bye.
I should not be laughing at that.
Okay. Just shoot this in so I can only play VGC. It's okay.
Honestly. I'd be like attacker or I don't know, something that can be aggressive. You tell me to play support and I'm just like, oops, my power went out. Bye.
Yep. Blackout.
Yep, don't know what happened.
Moral of the story, you can play support with if you want, no matter what you are or what you identify as. You don't have to play support, whatever you are, whatever you identify as.
I identify as a turtle.
Good.
I like
read into that what you will, because now there's three of them. It's fine.
Hey, before we get to the end here, Zambi, I want to ask really quick. Do you participate in any Pokemon Unite community nights? Any custom games?
Not usually.
Are you against the idea? Are you open to it?
No, of course not. No, those sound chill.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
It's just like...
Yeah.
It's either because... I don't have the time because of my parents. And I don't get invited all that often.
Well, here's the thing. Most of them are open lobbies. Like for me, there's a simple three-step thing. One, follow anybody you meet either through the game, Twitter. Just see there. 90% of everybody I've found are usually just chill Unite streamers. 10% are sweats, but we don't talk about those. The 90%
we ignore them. Customs,
they're usually chill. They're open to everybody, whatever skill level, whatnot. Step two, they're on your follower list. When you're free, a lot of them will have open customs. Like just the other day, I was with, I think it was Drake who was just hosting customs.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Saturday. Oh, cool. I'll just hop in. Step three, hop in. So
what's that? True.
Yeah, I believe Drake who does his on Saturday nights. I like that. Like every night, there seems to be somebody different. I'm like, oh, this is a cool trend that I see happening.
I love how open the Unite community is, just in general.
Yeah.
Which it's is so good. It really is. Considering
every other community in video games.
Yeah.
Because like those open customs are different from like the ladder experience. So to see Kestastic do it with the wheel spin, that one's really cool. I like that. I like those.
Oh, Kestastic does it. Void King does it too.
Yeah, Void. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Void does wheel spin as well. It's awesome. Mitch on Fridays.
Why I don't join all that often is because I'm on sleep mode. Oh, Lamel.
That's fair.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fair. Yeah, I think most of us are pretty late streamers in the Unite community, especially when it comes to community nights on the weekends. I don't really see it going on in the day.
Yeah.
Well, that could be because I'm sleeping during the day, so.
Fair and
understood. One of my favorite methods of customs is to just have all 10 players in the same VC.
That's chaotic, and I love
that
it.
That sounds intense.
That's amazing. What?
It's just Unite with, what's that mod called? Like, surround. There's a specific word for it. You've said it before. Like, voice where they get proximity.
Proximity. Back.
That's
proximity,
what it's called. Yeah. There we go.
That sounds crazy.
That's incredible. I'd try it.
There's a clip of me, like, when we were doing that, and I just secured with Crustle a basic attack on Rayquaza, and the other team groaned. I was laughing maniacally, and it was just awesome.
Oh, you know what? I have been in a 10-person VC when I used to play customs with Bloomer and Jess in the community lounge. Yeah. There was 10 people in the voice call. And I just remember being like, oh my God, this is crazy shit. But okay. It was crazy. Like all different call outs and watch out. And they can hear us. And I know. And I'm saying fake stuff. And
yep. I would have a problem with that. I can't stop myself from calling things
out. It was funny because someone's like, somebody would be like, Cinderace, your shoes untied. But it was stuff like that. It was just
your shoes untied. You're deaf, you can't see.
Oh my God, I was cracking up. It was too funny.
Oh my God. It's a fun story in high school. Zambi and I, same friend group, like a bunch of people. Our friend brought a whole monitor and we just played Smash during lunch.
It was lit.
And JC.
So oh wow. Okay.
And JC, more often than not, usually has three stocks when the rest of us were at two or one. And we were like, this guy's got three stocks.
You know the one. This guy has three stocks.
And then JC just goes, you're deaf. You can't see that.
And sometimes we picked up on it and like did the reverse. You're blind. You can't hear.
Yo.
Oh my God, I love this.
Smash in high school. That sounds awesome.
Dude, high school.
I'm jealous.
Seriously.
I'm sad about that.
Oh yeah, we had it was just the year where we had to do online learning for COVID that senior year. I mean, we weren't going to prom anyway.
No.
Fellas.
Let's go. We had the littest friend group. We couldn't enjoy it in senior
absolutely
year. We had the, Carlos was also lit.
Yeah, everybody there was awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. Hey, man, I want to say thank you to Zami for coming on the show, man. It's been a great time. Honestly, this has been fantastic.
No problem. That was fun.
Before we wrap up,
Zami, you're awesome.
I want to ask Attica and Random. Go to Attica first if you have any last questions for Zami before we do our sign-off and then get to the post-show.
I have what might be a quick question. I know we know, I think, the next four Pokemon that are getting released at this point. Mm. How do you feel about them, Zami?
Let's go, all defenders!
Oops, all defenders.
Umbreon, Lapras, and Chandelure. 3 out of 4 is pretty good.
Yeah. Most of them are defenders, true, which are cool.
Nice. Besides,
oh, wait,
Umbreon.
We know 5 then, because there's Leafeon too.
Ooh, yeah.
I forgot.
Oh, Leafeon for real?
Right? I had forgotten about Chandelure, which I love Chandelure, but oh my God.
Oh, Pokemon Tournament? Okay. Let's go.
Absolutely. Who here played Chandelure in Pokken Tournament? Because it was, Chandelure is a fun little guy.
I never played Pokken Tournament.
Really,
I just say stuff to hype things
Pokken,
up.
Though.
Just the
like
best
Chandelure is an absolute zoner. but in the funnest way. And it gave Chandelure such a cute personality. Like, it's just Chandelure and supposed to be like this hexing person, but it has like the funny high voice, high pitched laugh. And it's just more like a funny little guy.
I saw a video on Twitter of it using its Unite move, I think. And it was just like spinning. Like, did you guys see it?
Oh yeah, the laser beam, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That looks so cool. It looks so cool.
I was like, buy Duraludon. Like,
oh, big time. Big time. I think because, they were
spinning. Because the new circle spinner in town. It looks pretty cool. I was like, holy shit.
It looks so cool.
Yeah. Imagine that and Duraludon going off, right? That'd be crazy. But then ready? Imagine ranked, so it's not draft mode, and each team both have those two characters and all four going off. I'm sorry, let me stop. It's just
circles
crazy.
And lasers everywhere.
It's gotta. Someone's gotta do that. YouTube idiot. That'd be crazy. Someone's gotta do that.
Dude, I can't wait for. I want friendly fire in Unite. That sounds.
That's gonna Sableye Confuse Ray.
Yeah. Right. That's the closest we're gonna get to friendly fire.
That sounds crazy. Friendly fire.
I can't wait to see Zacian kill his entire team.
So now we got the guy sitting in base, waiting for us to come back, and then he attacks us when we leave base.
Imagine. Why is that person me, though?
Oh, what's that?
Oh, I'd so rapid spin my teammates.
Right, just be on base, just spawn camping, basically. Oh my god, it would be hilarious.
Would that be the way to farm damage numbers, though?
Yes, I know. I was about to say that. Someone's about to get 500k.
What if friendly fire actually is negated on your damage numbers? So if you do more damage to your team compared to the enemy team, your numbers actually go into the negative.
Oh, so you have to behave. Yeah.
That'll be like extra hard.
I can't wait to get negative 200k on my damage counter.
I'm honestly, so same. Do it. I can't wait to be able to use my teammates as little e-speed spots so I can just...
Yo, wait a minute.
You're cooking.
Right?
Let her cook.
Yeah, that's all I want to do. Like, hey, yo, Mamoswine, go run in. I'm going to use you. Bing, 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 bing. And then be able to come out because the rest of the team...
Pushing your Aleki into their base.
I like where this is going.
Oh my god, I'm finally not pushing into my own base. This is great.
Make this an LTM, limited time mode, friendly fire.
Yes.
I said friendly fire as a little troll thing, but
this is actually sounding good.
I would be down. Hey, yo, Timmy, we'll fix your game. Bring us on. The whole team.
Seriously, we will literally fix this game and make you like 10 times the amount of money.
Exactly.
Start with mega skins, okay? First of all.
God, please.
Someone messaged me. They're like talking about it was like copyright. Somebody owns the ownership to megas and whatever, yada, yada. I'm like, do you know how much money is flowing online? Like, you can't sit here and tell me their pockets aren't lush, that they won't pay the tab to know, like, if they have to pay for a license for megas, that they're not going to make 20 times the amount because I'm going to buy half of them.
Exactly. Just
that's what I thought this game was going
to
have.
Pay to get your megas and then see if that's enough. It's going to be enough.
That's why I still stick around. I'm like, maybe it'll come one day. Maybe, but I don't know. And then Z moves. Another thing. Let me stop. Next episode. I'll go off. Randomize. Any last questions for Zambi?
This isn't less of a question and more of just like a story. So I first like met Zambi fourth grade, actually. Like, he just showed up in fourth grade for a week and then dipped.
Like, no, like I just appeared.
What
in
the
like,
hell?
Was it like the middle of the school year?
Yeah, it was just the middle of the school year.
I just showed up for 3 days. I got acquainted with No, became homies, and then I dipped.
Did you next meet again in Unite?
No, fifth grade.
He had
to move for like that year, but then he came back.
I don't know why I went to Noble. I don't know.
You just
why.
Had to.
I don't know. I don't know why. I
went. So you met in fourth grade, left, and then came back for fifth grade.
We were in the same class, as homies, but then we didn't go to the same middle school.
Yeah, we didn't see each
other. But there was this one time, I love bringing this up, and we went to like the local library, and then I showed up. He's like, yo, hey, Zambi.
And then my voice was super deep compared to elementary, and his was still super high. So I was like, what? You didn't hit puberty, bruh. And you were, I think you were shocked that I had a deep voice.
Yeah, too. I was like, your voice is so low. And you were like, your voice is too high.
Your voice is still the same, dog.
That's crazy.
Thinking the whole time, just like, goodbye.
I'm a late bloomer and I'm proud. I don't mind.
This but is dude, a great when episode. I saw you,
it was like, oh, is that randomized?
Yeah, legit. I feel like Zami just like in a high school, legit. It was in ninth grade. Didn't really know, knew high school, didn't really know people. I happened to be hanging out with the people I knew from middle school. And then Zambi's like, yo,
random?
Zambi. And it's like, bam.
And then our my friend group,
boom,
which is like two or three people, I think. I knew JC and Carlos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Carlos was a...
Yeah, then I had the people from my
And then you school. Had Angel and Dennis. And
yep. That.
And then we just merged, and then we became of this big-ass friend group.
Yeah, and then...
stuck throughout high school.
And then Luis was a year older. He brought the setup.
I met Luis through biology class.
We're just dropping first names it's candy.
Docs everybody else. It's fine.
You know what's funny? I'm listening like I know. I'm like, this is cool. I'm just...
Right? I love it.
Because honestly, man, no, like at this age, I miss high school. So I'm just absorbing all of this. I'm like, oh.
Wait, you miss high school?
The age, like I want to be younger and...
Okay, Sorry. Okay, yeah, I'll take being younger.
See, that's,
my back and knees agree with being younger. Also,
exactly.
I need sleep.
I'm like, I can't wait to get my stretch, so that's bad.
Right, I need to stretch for sure. Yoga mat's getting broken out before I go live, let's be real.
Yep. Well, yeah, that was a good story. You guys know each other for a long time, so that's pretty cool. I was saying that makes this a great episode because, like, not only in person, but you guys know each other.
I said this already, but when I first entered high school, I was thinking to myself, oh, this is going to be lame as hell.
And then
like your group showed up and it became the littest high school through like a couple years in my life.
Yeah, that's awesome for real, man. That's so cool to hear. Man, Zambi P5 on Surrender 5. Great episode. So
also,
we'll start with
good. Yep. Right before, Zambi is at my house.
Yeah, just, by the way, for anyone listening to audio, Zami and Randomize are in the same room. I was joking last week. They're not sitting on the bed together. They're in their own individual chairs. Okay.
Yeah.
Separated.
Is that a folding chair? Oh, okay.
Oh, they're showing proof. Yeah.
We have the proof coming out.
Yes.
I'm touching his hat that he touched. This isn't green screen. We're in the same room.
It's not a green screen. There you go.
It's a really good green screen, and I want one.
Or it's a really good green screen.
Next generation green screen.
Mm. Right?
The meta stuff.
We're getting a model shot from Attica's dog to her right, I believe. They were looking up. That was perfect timing. I think we got a big wink from the camera.
I didn't realize my camera would be so zoomed out. So I'm like, well, here's the whole stream room. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. We love it. No, I mean, I love it. Everyone does, but the plushies, the Attica logo in the background, the hydrant.
Right? I've got everything going on in here. It's ridiculous. But now you guys can just see it. Like, check it out. Makeup mirror. Hey, yo.
I was just going to say that the mirror.
You got to fix your face on that Be Right Back break.
Boom. Me and Random know all about that, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right, Random Oz? Yeah.
Y'all's makeup on fleek, as always.
All the time. All right. So let's kick it to some sign outs. For me, you guys can find me on Twitter at Mike Lowry Pod. No longer Mike Lowry in Unite. I got banned. But you can find me in.
So sad.
Pokemon Scarlet. Sad. Yeah, I know, right? It's ridiculous. Known as Brock over there. Just Brock. It's pretty awesome. I play a lot of rental teams. I'll be playing some more later. Played some earlier today. If you guys have teams or codes, send them my way. I played Biggie706's teams on stream. Won some games there. I love Armor Rouge. Little Iron Man dude. He's so cool. I can go off about that.
Such a good Pokemon.
And in Unite
when? Ayo.
I know, right? When do we get some Scarlet Pokemon to Unite, please? And in Unite, still not Masters yet. Just been kind of taking my time. Whenever I get close, seem to fall back, and then I'll climb back, and then it's just the seesaw. So it's 10 seasons in for me. I'm just kind of like, you know what? I'll get there when I get there. My competitive juice is over at Scarlet, so it's all good. But I'll kick it to Attica.
Oh, well... I am PKMN Attica literally everywhere. So we've got TikTok, we got Twitter. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, but I pretty much never look at those. And honestly, you can find me here or on Discord as well. I'm kind of terrible at DMs everywhere, but Discord's probably the best way to reach me. But I'm looking forward to doing this every single Sunday with you guys. Thank you again for tolerating my presence on the podcast. I had a ball. Zambi, thank you so much for tolerating my weird questions too. I know they weren't on the little thing that we had, but I'm like, I'm just going to ask. And of course, Mike, Random, you guys rock. I appreciate you guys. And I'm going to kick it to Random.
We appreciate you too.
Yeah, your questions were weird. They were, I enjoyed answering them.
We like weird.
They were way better than the show notes. Thank you.
Aw, I don't know about that. Please feel empowered.
You can find me on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, RNDAMAS, Randomos. I stream a lot of Pokemon Unite. I'd say I'm good at it. I'd say I'm also mid simultaneously. Hope to see you around in one of my streams. Passing off. All right. To Zami.
And Zami P5, can you let the people at home know where they can find you and your content online?
I don't self-promote all that much, but if you see Zami P5 anywhere on the internet, that's definitely me.
Anywhere.
Okay, that's literally definitely you.
Twitch, YouTube, and Discord. I think those are the only things I use. Plus Twitter, but that's like,
yeah. I made the mistake January 1st. I'm going to get on Twitter. I'm not going to be that active. I think I'm tweeting every day.
I'm getting notifications.
It's addictive. You know what's funny?
I love seeing the arc like from way over here up in the mountains of New Hampshire, because I remember Random Moss, but pre-Twitter was just like, he wasn't like adamant, but it was just like against Twitter. Like, nah, I'm good. And then maybe let me think about it. We'll see. Maybe
you're new me.
And then all right, New Year's I'm gonna do it. And then ever since New Year's, like this dude has like figured out Twitter and just been like shit posting, and it's fucking hilarious.
I would describe myself as a shit poster.
Yeah. No, it's funny. It's like good stuff. Like this, it's like this bad Twitter, and we don't go there. But like the stuff you're doing, it's perfect. It's funny. But it's just funny to see the arc. He was like against it, and now he's with it. So definitely follow that Twitter.
Nice. I think the thumbnail for this entire episode needed to be Random and Zambies just looking at each other just now, like literally 20 seconds from now. Or we can do the gun. We can break out the gun too. But the way you guys were looking at each other was so good. You guys were just like.
I think it might be that.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
I think it's going to be that.
I was like, hold up.
Hold up. Found the thumbnail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got it.
With this season 2, episode 1, Random Moss, want to sign us out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to sign us out. Thank you guys so much for watching the first episode of season 2. This is just the beginning of such a cool season. We have so many other things planned. You do not want to miss another episode. Thank you guys so much for watching. And if you see us online, surrender at 5.
The glasses move. That's it for me. I love it. Yeah.